time for Morning Money. In for Quintetro is Daniel Zulno. Hey, good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Jack. How are you today?
I'm okay, man. What's going on?
Well, you know, even with the news out of Korea and London this morning, stock futures are fairly flat. We're looking like we're going to open pretty much flat this morning. We're just off highs from the week, which in the S&P and Dow Jones is pretty much just off all-time highs in the market. So we're in a good place. But the big news this week has been oil, which has been quite the mover this week, rising above $50 a barrel for the first time in almost 2 months on solid demand. But bullish investors will be watching this demand closely in hopes that oil is going to regain that $60 level, which has been elusive for over 2 years now. It's a big level for oil there. Now, Bitcoin, the alternative currency, faced a 27% decline this week after J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon railed against the cryptocurrency. He was actually quoted, Jack, as saying that the alternative currency was a fraud and that he would fire any traders at his firm that traded it. And finally, things continue to get worse for that credit reporting firm Equifax. They've been in the news a lot lately. But an independent cybersecurity firm found that numerous accounts on the South American website for Equifax were protected with, get this, Jack, the simple default password, admin.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, that's maybe a good reminder to double-check your password.
No kidding. How about a financial fact, sir?
You betcha. It was on this day, 9 years ago today, that the entire world woke up on Monday morning to hear the news that Lehman Brothers had filed for bankruptcy and Merrill Lynch had been sold to Bank of America. That began a 40% decline in the market. But from that day, 9 years ago to today, we're up in the market almost exactly 100%.
How about that? Hey, listen, I want you to have a good weekend. Thank you for being with us.